Out of Bounds. Triple M.
This man, I think, in a couple of weeks' time, is going to be itching to get back out on the football field. There's a very good reason for that, Mr. Crane.
I would think so. We're heading all the way out to Boyupbrook.
Oh, lovely.
And we're going to talk to their coach, Tristan Mead. How are you, Tristan?
Very well, thank you.
Tristan, thanks very much for joining us. It's obviously been not the, you know, the wins on the board haven't been all that great, but the percentage suggests that you've been quite competitive throughout the year. How do you sum up the season so far?
Yeah, we've been very close. Probably lost four games within a couple of kicks and only really been blown out of the park twice. So been very, very good. Young side, quite a few young travelling players as well to top up. And I think we've been thereabouts, just haven't been lucky enough to get on the right side of the ledger.
Just on that, mate, you went down by a point to Bridgetown, I think, and a couple of points for the other. You're still not out of finals contention?
No, I don't think so. I think we're within a couple of games of the four, and yeah, just the home run. If we can get a couple of wins against those teams that are above us, we'll put us up there with a chance, yeah.
Now, we had Lee Lucif, the captain of Cogin, up on a couple of weeks ago, and they are struggling for numbers. How's the numbers around the Boyupbrook Footy Club?
We haven't been too bad the last couple of weeks leading up to the bye. I don't think we had any double up for those two games, which was a good sign. Rezzies have obviously won a couple of games this year, which they hadn't done for a couple of years, so that certainly helps as well.
Well, it would have been a good 4 points the first one.
Yeah,
they partied for a week.
Well, leading from that, because, you know, once the Rezzies get a win, I know there's obviously, you know, quite positive. What is the vibe at the club like? Is there a lot of positivity around Boyupbrook at the moment?
Yeah, it's a good family and community club, so success is not always the main aim. Obviously, everyone likes to win, but to keep the club rolling and keep the town going is one of our main goals, and which I think we do pretty well.
It's a big part of country towns, isn't it, the footy club?
Yeah.
Very important.
How long have you been with the footy club for now?
Probably close to 15 years, I think.
And obviously going through as a player, going and coaching as well. What have you noticed over the last 15 years at the club? Like, you know, much progression inside the football club?
The club certainly got a lot closer in the last probably 5 years in particular with juniors and seniors and working together to keep the club running. Numbers through our juniors are starting to pick up again, which is really good. And just unfortunate we don't have a high school in the town that goes past year 10 and we lose those guys that come into resis and league footy away to school. So,
now, mate, on your league side of it, your last game, I think, was on the 26th of May, and then you got 3 weeks off. How do you keep the boys up and about and focused on what they're doing?
Yeah, it's a bit difficult. We gave them a week off to start with, and this week at training, we only had four on the first night, so it was a bit disappointing. But hopefully we can regroup again and get them up for, I think we've got 2 weeks and then another bye for country week. So.
Must have been frustrating for you as a coach because you were starting to build a bit of momentum.
Mm. Yeah, it's difficult that way, and then players, having such a young side, players just want to keep playing footy. So, but that's the way the league goes, and we're not the only team that's in the same situation. So,
now you brought up the Landmark. You're the coach of the Landmark side. Congratulations on that.
Mm.
How's the squad looking?
Yeah, we've put a reasonable squad together. We'll be released in the next week or so, and we'll get together before we head to Perth. We're back in B section this year, so we'll be keen to push our cause to get back into A section, which we've been in for the last 6 years.
Now, you say it's being released next week, but you know, you give us some gold while you're here on the radio. It's just, you know, any names you want to drop just out of the blue?
There'll be some good players from all teams. All the clubs are supporting it fairly well, so we'll take a good full-strength 30 to Perth. And we emphasise on taking the young kids and the guys that want to go that are local talent just to give them that bit of experience and exposure.
I like it. He's cagey. He's not going to give anything away. I like it.
That's a sign of a good coach.
Don't worry about that.
So are you going to get a chance to get the squad together for a training run? I suppose distance is going to be a bit of a problem.
Yeah, distance is a problem, and obviously travelling players as well, but we hope to get them together at least once before we head to Perth, just for even a greet and meet and a light run.
A couple of barbie and a few beers.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Sounds like a footy club to me.
How much as a Landmark coach, how much of your style can you input into those players on a short time?
Probably not a style, but a game plan that we put together, which our league over all the teams play pretty well is probably what we'll take away to Country Week. And being the shortened version of the game up there, I think it suits our style of footy.
Mm. Is it going to make much of a difference going back to the 18 aside?
Yeah, it does affect us when we do go away to Country Week in the full-length games. But in the shorter version of the games, I think we can run pretty quick in those 20-minute halves, and our style of open footy really helps us out up there.
All right, while we've got you, let's have a look at Round 9 this weekend, Lower Sowers Football League, because the games are quite interesting. Just a few thoughts off the top of your head of what's going to go on this weekend. Dean Mills Southerners is on Saturday. Southerners sort of dropped away a little bit in terms of in touch of the top four, despite winning their last game. They had the bye recently. Dean Mills just seemed to be on a different planet compared to everyone else, though, at the moment.
Yeah, certainly playing some good footy, very well coached by Falsey, and got a lot of young kids and young talent coming through, and they've topped up with a couple of handy Southwest players, and they're going to be pretty hard to beat, I think, throughout the whole year.
So can you make a case for Southerners in that one?
No, they're struggling a bit, lost a few numbers, and got a few injuries. I think they won't get anywhere near.
Going to have to agree and go D-Mill yourself, Dan.
Strike their name then in that case. Pretty easy. Saturday afternoon, the other game is Kojanup versus Tigers. Tigers have been that side that I thought it was sort of under the radar that they've been coming through, but they almost knocked off D-Mill at home a couple of weeks ago. On the road, though, going to Kojanup, never an easy thing.
No, it's not easy to travel over there, but I think the Tigers have done a lot of off-field recruiting this year and travelling very nicely. Stark's got them going well, and I think they'll account for them quite easily.
I think just the value of those 4 points, they would not want to drop that.
No, absolutely, and that if they do win, obviously they'll stay inside the top four. And then Imperials Bridgetown... Game of the week. Oh, it's a cracker. This one's on Sunday, standalone at Imperials. Tough one, almost flip of the coin, but I feel like Imperials are starting to find their firepower all of a sudden up forward.
Yeah, I think for this one, being a home game and just a bit more hunger for the ball. Both teams play a pretty similar style of footy where it gets out wide and open and they like to run and they're both young, but I think, Imps at home.
I'm going to have to go against you boys this time. I think the Bridgetown boys might it'll turn into a great game of footy, yeah. So get along and have a look at it.
I've got no problems with descent in the ranks if you need to, Tony. It's totally fine. You know that.
I've got to call it like I see it, Dan. That's
exactly
it.
Right. It's going to be a good round 9 of the Lower Sowers Football League. For yourself, Tristan, you get to sit back, watch, or stay at the farm and do a not great deal else, except, of course, think about the Landmark team and what is going to happen there. So we wish you the best of luck, obviously, with the announcement of the team coming up next week and obviously leading into Landmark and with Boy Up Brook too. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Out of Bounds.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
The local word on sport. Out of Bounds. Triple M.